we know that Graham Parsons was born in Winter Haven and grew up in Waycross, Georgia, but there's an interesting connection between him and the family and the Winter Park, Orlando area. What is that?
There's a couple of interesting Orlando area connections. Graham and his group, The Legends, this garage band group, played this circuit that I like to call the Youth Center circuit throughout the I-4 corridor. And even as young teenagers, they could get paid to play their music, to ply their trade, and get experience from that. Well, one of the crown jewel venues in this circuit was the Orlando Youth Center, which is now the Lock Haven Neighborhood Center there on Lake Formosa. And one really interesting episode was when Graham and his group, The Legends, opened up for a guy named Bruce Chanel 50 years ago. And at that time, he had a big, big number one hit named Hey Baby. And just a few months later, Bruce went over and toured Europe and had another obscure opening act called The Beatles. So that was an interesting connection with Orlando and Graham when he was an up-and-coming musician. Another Orlando connection was when his family moved from Winter Haven, actually to Winter Park, and lived at a home on Lake Maitland. And Graham came and stayed there on and off in 1965 and 66 at the end of this sort of urban folky period. So Graham did have a significant Orlando connection as well, and even called it home for that period of time. Graham Parsons' sister went to Winter Park High School as well, and it was interesting talking to one of her friends, finding him and talking about Graham's sister Avis's reaction to some of the family difficulties they'd been through. And one of the really important parts of this book was being able to quote from Avis's memoirs, which are often very tragic and heart-wrenching, but they give you a sense of what it was like to grow up in a wealthy Southern family that still, as the children of somewhat distant alcoholic parents, again, it was this notion that it didn't buy happiness. And at that time, the family was living in Winter Park. Avis was having a pretty rough go of it. So it's interesting to get that backstory in the family as Graham is starting his ascent into the world of popular music.
And what did the family think about him being involved in music? Were they supportive of it?
Very much so. His stepfather, Bob Parsons, was very supportive. In fact, when they were playing in their garage band, he actually bought them a little Volkswagen bus that they could go touring in as the Legends, even though Graham couldn't drive yet. So one of the older guys in the band would have to take the wheel. They were very supportive. They even opened up a teen club for him in Winter Haven, which was called the Dairy Down. And that building still exists in downtown Winter Haven. And if they ever thought about some historic preservation of whether it be Graham Parsons or all these great musicians and entertainers who came out of Polk County, that building right there across the green space from Carlton Music would be a perfect place to start.